Prime Minister Julia Gillard today edged closer to retaining power in Australia when an independent lawmaker said he would support her centre-left Labour Party to form Australia's first minority government in almost seven decades. John Kelly has this report.
It is now 2 weeks since the August 21st elections, and still neither Ms. Gillard's Labour Party nor the Liberal-led coalition has managed to create the next Australian government. But Andrew Wilkie, an independent MP representing Denison in Tasmania, has announced that he is backing Ms. Gillard.
I have decided to support the ALP, so a future Gillard Labor government will have my vote on matters of supply. Furthermore, I will not support any unwarranted no-confidence motion brought to bear against a future Gillard Labor government.
Wilkie's decision to back Gillard means Labor can now claim 74 seats in the 150-member lower house of Parliament, still too short of the number needed to rule. The Conservatives now have 73 seats, but could still win the race to form a government if the three remaining rural-based independents line up behind its leader, Tony Abbott. All three remaining independents have been in talks with both the Prime Minister and Mr. Abbott. However, their decision may not come until early next week. I'm John Kelly.